You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Dallas Cowboys Daily here on the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jess Navarez, and we are officially halfway through our week. I love that for us, so yay for that. Today is Wednesday, March 21st. Happy Wednesday and happy hump day, my friends. Of course, we have a lot to get through as free agency continues to be in full swing. Today, we're going to talk about new additions to the Cowboys roster to fill some pretty large roles. But first, make sure to go subscribe to the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network wherever you listen to your podcast so you never miss an episode. While you're at it, go leave us a review and give us all 5 stars with that rating. You can also keep up with all things Blog and the Boys by following us on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok, giving us a like on Facebook, or going to subscribe to our YouTube channel. All right, well, let's start with how the Cowboys running back room got bigger this coming a week after they released Ezekiel Elliott. The Cowboys announcing that they have re-signed running back Rekel Dowdle to a 1-year deal. Dowdle has been dealing with injuries the last 2 seasons, and although he's only played 5 regular season games, he doesn't have any stats. That could change this season, so congratulations to Rekel Dowdle. And no, the Cowboys didn't stop there as far as adding to their running back room, because the Cowboys agreed to a deal with running back Ronald Jones, according to Todd Archer. Todd tweeting out that Ronald visited the star on Monday, according to one of his sources. Also saying that Jones spent the last year with Kansas City after a 4-year run with Tampa Bay. His best season being in 2020, where he had 192 carries for 978 yards and 7 touchdowns. Regardless, welcome to Dallas. We are excited to have you, Ronald Jones. Haley Sutton actually putting out a really cool tweet about Ronald because his mom was there when he signed his contract and showed her a picture of him as a Cowboys fan as a kid. So very full circle moment for him, and you just love to see those kind of stories come to fruition. So very excited to see that. Now, you can't have a run game without a solid O-line, as we know. The Cowboys adding more depth to their O-line by signing veteran offensive guard Chuma Edaga, who is entering his 5th NFL season after playing with the Jets and the Falcons for a total of 26 games, only playing 1 game with the Falcons last season. Matt Owen tweeting out that Chuma at left guard last year had these stats: a 77.8 PFF grade, 84.9 with the run block, and 62.5 with the pass block. All this with 1 start, only allowing 1 pressure, and no quarterback hits. Shout out to Matt Owen for tweeting that. I absolutely loved that. This, of course, coming after Connor McGovern's departure this offseason to the Bills. So Chuma could very well be in the running for a starting position at left guard. Welcome to Dallas, Chuma. As for returning free agents, Jordan Schultz tweeting out that pass rusher Dante Fowler is re-signing with the Cowboys on a 1-year deal. Also tweeting out that Fowler recorded 6 sacks, 7 tackles for loss, and 2 forced fumbles last season. Definitely excited to see how Dante Fowler continues to grow under Dan Quinn and what he does this upcoming season. So a big congratulations to Dante Fowler. Moving on, because with some additions, there has to be some subtractions as well. In this case, the question was obviously if Dalton Schultz would return to the Cowboys after coming off of the 2022 franchise year that he had last season. Well, the question has been answered because the Texans actually signed Schultz to a 1-year deal worth up to $9 million. Schultz played for 5 seasons with the Dallas Cowboys, playing 75 games for 211 catches and 2,122 yards. Best of luck to Dalton Schultz. Now, lastly, I have to give a big shout out to Nashawn Wright, who tweeted out saying, quote, "Thank you, PSJA Memorial Early College High School, for having me and allowing me to speak with the students about the importance of nutrition and also sharing my journey to the NFL," along with pictures of him with the students. You love to not only see these guys work on the field, but also put work into their community outside of football. So Big shout out to Nayshawn Wright for this. You just love, love, love to see things like this. Now, if you're still wanting even more Cowboys content to get you through the rest of your week, we have you covered. Starting with your Wednesday lineup, you can expect a new episode of the NFC East mixtape with RJ Ochoa and Brandon Lee Gowton. That drops later this morning, as well as a new episode of Talking the Draft with Connor Livesey and Mark Schofield. That's going to drop later this afternoon. As far as your Thursday lineup, well, you can expect a new episode of The Ocho with RJ Ochoa that'll drop Thursday morning. And then dropping Thursday afternoon, you can expect a new episode of Riled Up with Roy White and Tom Ryle. And that's officially all I have for you today, Cowboys Nation. But don't you worry, I will be back bright and early Friday morning with even more Dallas Cowboys Daily. Have a fantastic rest of your Wednesday and Thursday, of course. This week just continues to really fly by. I cannot believe we are already a week into free agency and the Cowboys have made this much progress. I'm sure we will have plenty more to talk about come Friday, but until then, please stay safe, have a fantastic rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon, Cowboys Nation.